Morning, Frank.
Lisa, thank you for getting in touch with me. Boy, I was so angry when I was on the mountain at Divis about a week ago. And I was up there and there's a lovely big stone which has been basically left there by the Ice Age, I would imagine. And written on the stone in white paint, a series of girls' names. Could you remind me of the names? I have them in front of me.
Yes. They were done in order. So it was Jacqueline, Julie, Lisa, which is me, and Roisin and Shauna,
the very names. And I put up on Twitter, what sort of idiot takes a tin of paint the whole way to the top of Divis to write on this fine rock that has been left there by the Ice Age? And in fairness, Lisa, you came back to us on social media. Explain yourself, please.
Yes. I will indeed. Oh, my goodness. This goes back about 10, 11 years ago. It's actually my dad was named on that rock, believe it or not. He got up to that mountain every other day. Now, he's in his 70s, and he just has a fascination with that mountain. He goes up to that mountain, as I say, every other day, and he plants things, and he actually has buried a wee treasure when he passes away, and he actually wants his ashes scattered up there. I don't know, it's like his only sanctuary. You know, he goes up there and, you know, to spend time with his thoughts and stuff. It's really weird. He brings back little pieces of, like, I mean, on my birthday there, he actually brought me back a bit of cotton grass.
Yeah, the cotton grass is blowing there all the time. Listen, your dad, and I don't want you to tell me your dad's name, because I'm not even going to reveal your full identity here, because to me you're a blimmin' graffiti artist. However, I love the sound of your dad. He's up there doing exactly the right thing, breathing the fresh air, plucking a little bit of grass. I love the suggestion that he's buried something up there that might be discovered for generations to come. This is all lovely. This is exactly the reason why you should be on the top of Divis Mountain. But why did you and Julie and Jacqueline and Roisin and Shauna go to the bother of taking a tin of paint up and ruining that stone?
Oh, we didn't do that. Well, you see, it was actually done. The stone was sitting in a different place as to where it is now, and it had been done previous before, but
the stone wasn't moved.
I think it was because the had moved the stone to put in some sort of road.
Well, this is possible. Yeah, the stone could have been moved because it is in the area close to where the pylons are, and it is possible that the stone may have moved. But regardless, the stone is still part of the scenery, it's part of the countryside, it is part of the beauty of the mountain. But who wrote the five names on it?
It was my daddy that done that.
Your daddy, who goes to the top of the mountain, who loves the mountain, who is everything right about the mountain.
Yes.
Are you all sisters?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All born in order, you see. That's the names in order we were born as well.
Is your dad, are we still blessed with your daddy? Is he still...
Oh, yes, he's still here. As I said, you know, when he passes, you know, he wants his ashes to be buried up there, you know, and it's somewhere for us to go and reminisce, you know.
I can't believe, however, that a man that loves the mountain would go to the bother of taking paint up to it and writing on the stone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know either. I don't suppose he sees the stone as maybe you would see it. I don't know. Maybe he just sees it like somewhere where he can put names for us, like a landmark, you know, for us to go to.
Is this where he's buried his treasure?
I'm not telling you. You know what?
I'm going up with my spade.
I have never actually been up there, believe it or not. I haven't been up there. My other sisters have. But apparently that is like a landmark as to another direction as to go where to find this treasure, believe it or not. But I believe it's quite a track as well.
It's exactly half an hour straight up from the car park. And
don't even tell everybody.
But you know, everyone walks towards the transmitter, which is helping to blast out our DAB nationwide at the moment. But, you know, when I got up and I thought, Jacqueline and Julie and Lisa and Roisin and Shauna, you know, Egypt's. And now I'm beginning to see fatherly love. You know, I just think your daddy probably dotes on you. If only he had, I don't know, you know, if only he had emailed his love to you as opposed to writing it on a stone. But then, you see, I hate graffiti. Even public art, you know, where people think, isn't that brilliant? Look how colourful that subway now is because they've done some brilliant graffiti. I just see it as vandalism. You're coming at, I'm coming at it from the wrong place. A lot of people see it as art. A lot of people see it as art. Whereas writing on the stone, it made me angry. So angry that I tweeted about it. But you know what I love, Lisa? The fact that you came back to me about it.
Yeah. No, I just thought, you know, it would be nice to actually let you know the story behind it all. And, you know, I'm actually blind. So I am, Frank. So when he's up on this mountain, he brings me back. I mean, he's brought back pieces of aircraft that apparently there was a plane crash.
That's right,
years ago. And he brings me back pieces of aircraft that he finds, and he's brought me back the cotton grass, and he lets me feel all this stuff, and I'm just, oh my goodness. And he tells me all these stories about, you know, what happened, this plane crash, and this, how this cotton grass grows, and I'm like just amazed, you know, and just all these stories. So it's nice, you know.
Have you ever had your sight, Lisa?
I lost my sight overnight when I was 20, so literally overnight, you know. They put it down to the fact that I was born premature and the blood vessels behind the eyes hadn't formed properly, you know. So
you went to bed one night seeing and woke up the next morning blind?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And I, you know, it's heartbreaking, obviously, for you at the time. I presume you've coped very well since that, Lisa. But the thing that crosses my mind is that you don't get the opportunity to be on that mountain to see what your dad or what I can see. It is one of the most beautiful things on earth. However, it's no excuse for your name being on a stone.
I know I'm famous and I don't even know it.
People are going to think I'm heartless now, Lisa. People
no,
are going to,
not
heartless.
At all. But you have your opinion and you're entitled to it, you know.
What did your other sisters say when they heard that I was complaining?
They were a bit upset.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. So,
I was like, oh, but he doesn't understand it. Let me, I'll contact him and I'll explain it to him.
Lisa, you've explained it very well. I now feel guilty for complaining. I don't, actually. I don't. Because I detest people writing on public property. Having said that, there's a wonderful story behind it. There's a brilliant story behind it. And, you know, Lisa, I suppose every specialist has looked at your eyes and carried out every investigation possible. You know, is it a forlorn hope for your sight to ever return, or is that something you've given up on?
Oh, no, unfortunately not. No, it's not going to happen. It's just one of those things. You know, I think either just, you know, let it get the better of you, or you just maybe, you know, I'll never learn to fully understand or fully accept it. But, you know, you just get on with it, and you have to. I mean, I've got a guide dog and I can, you know, walk, and I've got my arms and my legs, and, you know, so I'm grateful for those things, you know.
Never tempted to go up, get the feel of the air up there?
You know, now that all this has came about, I'm very tempted.
I hope I'm on the mountain the day your dad takes you up. If I see a girl with a guide dog up there, I'll go over. I'll say, I'm Frank, and your dad will probably hit me a slap.
I'll be huffing and puffing up that mountain. Is it difficult to get up? Like, you know, is it a difficult track?
Absolutely not. One of the things that would be interesting would be if you got if you didn't want to climb the whole thing, but if you wanted to go to the stone where your dad did his graffiti, if you spoke to the National Trust, you could actually, even though the facility doesn't exist to everyone, you could drive to it. You could actually drive the whole way up to it. So if you didn't if you didn't feel capable of climbing it, you could drive the whole way up. As for the tarmac, which you would be driving on. Most people go up on a more stony path because it's a shorter trek. But you could also walk up on tarmac the whole way to it. So that's another option. You and your guide dog could go the whole way up to it via tarmac. It is quite steep towards the end, but yeah, it's very doable. Have a word with Jennifer, Julie, Lisa and Shauna and your da and get together and go up and paint on another stone.
I was here, Frank. I was saying to my sister, I says, Frank's just jealous because his name's not on there.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to go up someday and somebody will have written, Frank Mitchell was here. That's all I need. Lisa, I really appreciate you coming back to me on that. It shows the magic of social media and radio. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks a million for coming back to me. And regards to your old graffiti writing da. Okay.
Not a problem.
Thanks, Lisa. Cheers. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.